the only variables in this problem are really the constants C1 and C2. The rest is supposedly is known. And so we have C1L cubed plus C2L squared equals negative of W0 over 24EI times L to the fourth. And the second equation is 3C1L squared plus 2C2L equals negative W0 over 6EI times L cubed. Hopefully you can see then how this fits into Kramer's rule. If not, review that. It's in Unit 3, Lesson 5, when we're solving equations via Kramer's rule using variation of parameters.